Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
76180.
Thank you for that information. And may I please have the first and last name on the account?
I'm not sure what this is. I'm calling because there's a charge on my credit card.
Okay, I would have to locate an account in order to assist because we do service several hundreds of different products. May I have your first and last name?
Linda Hamilton, but it's Linda with a Y, L-Y-N-D-A.
Thank you for that information. I have located an account, and may I please have your shipping address for security measures?
My address, 6533 Wood Creek Lane.
Thank you for that information as well. I have located an account where you placed an order for the Melody Pods, which is for your music pleasure, as well as I'm showing also where you had the shipping insurance as well as the Melody Watch, which keeps track of your heart rate as well as your exercise regimen. And how may I assist you with those two products?
Wait a second. I don't think I ordered those. What
okay, do
it?
You recall placing an order on March the 10th where you paid $7.92 and $5.97 for the shipping of the products?
Yes, I did, but I didn't know. I thought that was all it was. I didn't realize there was another charge.
Yes, ma'am, where I do apologize for your misunderstanding. So when you initially placed the order, it was a trial. I am showing where it did bill you for the price of the watch for the $64.97, which is the price of the watch, because in the beginning when you placed the order, you only paid the shipping for each of the products.
Well, I need to return those because I haven't used them. I don't know how to use them, and I don't want them. So how can I return them and get these charges off of mine?
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, thank you for holding. So I did go ahead and speak with my supervisor. What I can do for you is I can provide you with a 35% refund of the charge and allow you to keep the products.
Well, I don't think I knew that there was $64.
Okay, well, ma'am, there were terms and conditions at the time of placing the order that you had to agree to for us to actually send the products out for you.
Oh, I have not even, I mean, I took them out of the box. They're still in my cabinet. I haven't figured them out. I don't think I'll ever use them. So,
yes, ma'am. Well, what was the reason for placing the order?
I thought that I might be able to figure this out, and I've looked at the instructions, and I don't believe I can figure it out. And I looked at the user's guide, and I won't use them. I don't need them, and I certainly don't want to spend $64.
Okay, well, I do apologize. What I can do for you is I can provide you with a 50% refund for the charge of the $64.97 and allow you to keep the products.
So there's no way I can just return them and get my money back?
Let me speak with my supervisor to see what she can do for you. Just bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding. I do apologize for the wait. So you will have to return those products. However, there is going to be a $9.95 restocking fee subtracted from the refund.
How do I return them?
You're going to send them back in the mail, and you have to pay the postage on those.
Okay. Where would I send them?
Okay, I'm showing that the address is going to be 105.
Okay.
Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Way, W-A-Y.
Okay.
Number 179. And that's going to be in Milpitas, California. That's M-I-L-P-I-T-A-S, California.
Okay.
95035.
Okay. And then when will the refund, how much would I get back? Would it be $64.97 minus $9.95?
So it's going to be the $64.97, yes, minus the $9.95.
Is this $64.97? I mean, it's not a recurring amount, is
it?
No,
it's not.
It's a one-time amount?
That is correct. You only have that product. It only bills each product for one time.
Okay.
So that's a refund of $55.02. And it takes 3 to 5 business days to see that refund.
Okay. But she would give, I could get a 50% refund without mailing it back?
That's correct.
Oh, dear. I can't believe I fell for this. I think it was very misleading. And then when I got it, I thought, there's nothing I can do with this. Just give me the 50%. Can you give me the 50% refund?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second. Okay, so that's a refund of $32.48.
Okay. Let me do that, and then I'm not going to be charged again, right?
That is correct. The account is canceled.
Okay. Please cancel it. I'll just do that.
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I'm able to assist you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for contacting customer support. Have a good day.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.